in the meal, and I put up a gin of cotton and Bailey's. And I turned it over to my daddy. He is there, and I went on into doing some other work. I picked up a farm some through the winter time. I wanted to plant, and spring come, I was ready to go ahead and go to planting.
So you had a cotton gin, was this on your farm?
Yeah, I had it on the farm.
And you ginned cotton for the neighbors and everything?
Yeah. Back then, cotton was cheap. At the price of mine, I rented it out. And they raised four bales of cotton, I think it was, on it, and a bunch of corn. And I went back to mine. I give that to my daddy, the rent, what I got for rent. Because on the halves, I furnished a horse and fed it and over to make the crop. And I got half of it. Well, I bought their half out. And when it come giving time, I just turned over my daddy and give it to him, all of it. I was working at the mines. And I seen him sell that cotton for 4 cents a pound.
That is cheap.
Sold that cotton for 4 cents, 5 cents is the most he got for one bale of it.
After you ginned the cotton and baled it, what happened then?
Well, that's when you only got when you sold it, only when you got about 4 and 5 cents for it.
That's baled cotton?
Yeah. You only put about 500 pounds to the bale. The lint cotton, the seed out of it, you know.
Well, how'd the grist mill operate?
Oh, it done pretty well. Everybody was farming there then. And you could take, who's that? They ground me one day a week. People knew that day they would bring the corn what they wanted ground for the bread and grind it up for them. But you got 1 gallon out of the bushel.
Was your pay?
The total. 1 gallon out of the bushel for grinding. And it made pretty good.
You were never reimbursed with money?
Was it?
You never got money?
No. You get money for ginning your cotton. About $2.50 a bale.
Did you have horses or mules to run the machines?
No.
Or did you have?
I had it running by steam. I had a boiler and engine.
Where'd you get your water power then?
Right from a spring right above it. Nailed two overboards and set up there, and it run two levels down into a big sump where there's a fill. Yeah, got no water there. For the water.